Yeah, and here we are on a Thursday, ready to inspire you to pop along to Topset Lifestyle and grab a bottle of Chardonnay. In this particular case, with the Tops Wine of the Week, it's the Kleiner Salza Chardonnay of 2024, which is rather an exceptional wine, according to those that know. And those that know in the studio with me right now include the lovely Valencia Maguaza from Tops and Faye Visser, who represents the wine. Lovely to have you both on the the morning show or the afternoon show. It's our own special Topset Lifestyle Wine of the Week show, which is becoming extremely popular, I've got to say, and for good reason. The idea behind it, folks, is it's strictly speaking entertainment in the Brechtian sense of the word, where you learn something that is going to make your life a little bit more exciting. And this is what Wine of the Week is all about. So today we're talking Chardonnay. Our experts are sitting quietly in the corner watching me do all the work, and that's not fair. I'm going to speak to my union about this. Valencia, what do you say?
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for welcoming me. It's another bright day, it is a bright day.
It's a gorgeous day.
To taste the nice and beautiful wine, of which is Glenzal's Vineyard Selection, a totally different to the other one, of which is collective one. That's like the other one with a white label.
Okay. So maybe we should start with just a little descriptive narrative, because for those that don't know, wine comes in various different exciting guises. Yes. And it's not as simple as just red or white necessarily. There's a whole range of magic in between. So what is Chardonnay? Apparently, this is according to the experts, and I'm talking about those experts that I consult with in the ether, those that are in space. The spacemen, Valencia. I'm talking to the spacemen. Chardonnay is a green-skinned grape variety used to produce white wine, originating from the Burgundy region of France, and now one of the most widely planted and versatile wine grapes in the world. It's known for its neutral flavor profile, which allows it to reflect both the terroir, in other words, the soil or the climatic conditions where it's grown, and the winemaker's techniques, resulting in a broad spectrum of styles. And therein lies the magic, because no two Chardonnay are the same. And this one from Kleiner Salza, well, we have a bit of a history behind this one. Faye, would you like to take us through it?
Yeah, so the Kleiner Salza Vineyard Selection barrel fermented Chardonnay is slightly different, and that's why Chardonnay is so versatile. This one, instead of fermenting like normally we would do in a stainless steel tank and then move it over to barrel, we ferment it right from the beginning, from day one, in that barrel to give it that freshness, that little bit of wood. We only do 20% new French barrels, 400 litres, the rest are all second and third full, only for 8 months. Then we allow that wine to sit subtly, we let it go through a little bit of butonage just to give it that freshness and that little bit of butteriness that we want from Chardonnay, allowing it to become a very easy drinking Chardonnay, but also well pairing with food. Something a little bit creamy, some pork, just this is a great summer deliciousness wine without feeling like you're chewing on the wood, like our ABC culture, which is very much there, but we are changing that slowly with a style of wine like this.
Okay. I wanted to ask you that because I was reading Anthony Frigin's comment a while back about how South Africans are kind of falling out of love with heavily wooded wines. I suppose it's a worldwide trend. Things go in trends. And heavily oaked wine was at one stage very much the trend. And then I suppose it's fair to say that things move along and it becomes a lot more exciting, subtle now, hints of oak are considered to be perfect, whereas before it was a lot heavier. Also, I think minerality is an interesting thing that apparently part of these, the collection of, or the grapes that were used in the blend were grown in Robertson, which has a fairly limestone terroir, limestone. And then you get the minerality from that, but the rest grown in the Stellenbosch region, where it was decomposed granite, giving it just much more fruity profile. So it's very well considered. It's much more artistic in terms of the creation of this particular wine than someone just planting a grape, squeezing the juice and putting it in a bottle. There's a lot more to this and a lot more that you can experience once you understand, firstly, what the winemaker is trying to do and how they're doing it. And then, of course, ultimately, the test is what it means on your particular palate, because we're all different. We've all got different, you know, taste profiles, and they all, you know, they change as well depending on circumstances. You know, you can go through various seasons, shall we say, in your life, and sometimes it's a new experience to a new wine appreciator that I suppose inspires you to want to explore further. And the more seasoned you become, well, the more, I suppose, you can detect, and the more fun it is to go and scratch out the bottles that give you that magnificent enjoyment of the journey. So, here it is. We've now magically appeared in front of me a tasting glass with a splash of Kleinzalza Chardonnay 2024. Now, the winemaker's note explains that what you've got here is elegant and complex. And the upfront aroma is that of lime and citrus blossom. Pretty much, I suppose, the same profile that you might expect from a New Zealand wine, maybe. I think, is that right?
New Zealand is very much Sauvignon Blanc, so you do get a lot more green flavors, where this is very known for Chardonnay, that lime, that citrus blossoms, especially that wood bit comes through. With that bit of vanilla on the palate and on the nose, very, very subtly, just because we've only used 20% new. But once you taste it, you'll notice there is that mouthfeel, but without being over-textured, there's still good acidity. It's just a great little Chardonnay, especially for somebody that, I always talk about my parents' generation being the ABCs, anything but Chardonnay, because unfortunately that was that heavily wooded. And winemakers have become clever to realize that the market's changed, the trend has changed. And other than using wood like this, we've converted to also using eggs and concrete just to give it that freshness, that minerality, and using different areas, giving it that that different layers. Wine is all about the layers and the texture, giving you that fuller, more interesting, think about it, wine.
A nice explanation. So on the palate, this is what the winemaker's notes tell me. You're going to find oak, just a delicate hint of, supported by a crystalline structure and a slight pithy finish. Well, let's just have a splash, as they say. And cheers. Good health. Let's see what it tastes like.
Cheers.
Hmm. Okay.
That vanilla.
Yeah, you're quite right. There is a very, very pleasant hit of vanilla that comes through. Along with I was expecting to feel a little bit more astringency in terms of the minerality and the oak, but it's not. It's there, but it's very, very subtle. And easily accessible, this wine, as opposed to the earlier Chardonnays that might not have been. Apparently, you can drink it right now. It's absolutely perfect. Or you can put it in your cellar for the next 5 to 10 years, and it will simply improve with age, which is a wonderful thing for those of us that are lucky enough to have cellars and the wherewithal to fill them. This would be a great idea, though, I think, right now for a summer meal with friends and family and just generally speaking enjoying life the Bellito way. Beautiful. Yep. What sort of price are we talking?
The price is $164.99.
That's $165. Round about that mark is where you would find a range of wines that are moving into the upper echelon and probably well priced, because anywhere else in the world they would be up in the upper echelon, and I'm talking a lot more expensive than this. We're very fortunate in South Africa. We enjoy absolutely top quality wines at moderate prices. You know, sometimes you can find a Derek Taylor, who used to write for us, bless him and may his dear soul rest in peace, looking at the quaffables at the bottom of the pay scale and finding many exciting wines there too. But that's always a little bit more difficult, I think. You get what you pay for, folks. And in this case, you're getting extreme value. So, are we doing the regular tasting this week?
Yes, we are. Friday, we're doing from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And Saturday, we're doing from 12 to 2.
So, there's your opportunity to pop along to Tops and Lifestyle to have a try before you buy, which
before
is always, I think, a very good idea.
It is a good idea.
Yeah, and I think you'll find the Kleiner Salza Chardonnay 2024 at around about 160 odd bucks. That is going to bring you lots of joy, and that's what this is all about, bringing you joy, particularly as we edge towards the festive season. So stock up now and avoid the Christmas rush. Yeah. Now, before we leave, you've got a competition to talk about.
Yes, we do have a competition that's running up where you win a nice study, the golf set.
A Titleist golf bag.
Yes, worth
10,000
Rand.
Yeah, so even if you don't play golf, it's a wonderful, wonderful idea that you go along and buy a couple of bottles of Glenmorangie,
yes. And then you write your name and number at the back of the slip and put it in the entry box that's right there behind our cashiers.
It's as simple as that, folks.
Simple.
It's a Glenmorangie Tops at Lifestyle a collaboration. You just have to buy one bottle, but if you like it, and who doesn't, why don't you buy a couple of bottles? My top tip is that you buy a bottle, go outside, put it in the car, come back, buy another, because each bottle you buy, you can enter. It gives you, so you can do that all day.
Just buy one, come back.
Yes, yeah, do that. Don't tell them I told you. And yeah, sure. Look, the winner's going to enjoy that fantastic Titleist golf bag. It's worth 10,000 bucks. So even, as I say, if you don't play golf, you could well and truly give that to someone that plays golf, and they will love you forever. But I think most people that play golf listening to that announcement will probably be in to buy a bottle of Glenmorangie.
Yes.
Tops at Lifestyle. That's where the value lies. So once again, we come to the end of our Tops Wine of the week. And we say a huge thanks to Faye Fisser and the lovely Valencia Maguaza. Hopefully, folks, we'll do it again in a week's time with another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week.